Accession number 12711, Mr. T. Thompson, reel 5.
Mr. T. Thompson, reel 5. After the Battle of Primosoli Bridge, Mr. Thompson and the Germans were retreating. Were they doing anything to try to slow you down or stop you?
Yes, they were trying to ambushes and booby traps. They were doing everything to stop us and blown bridges up, but we halted that. We didn't. They didn't get any blown up. We stopped them from doing that. You know,
how were you able to do that? How were you able to stop them?
We sent parties out, different fine patrols and that, and through the night. Oh yes, we held them up. You know, he didn't get. He had to retreat at the finish because we got too strong for him. We chased him out. Or to Catania, because we took a beating and all, like. We lost a lot of men, you know, but eventually we got them. And then the rifle brigade took over from us, and they carried on. And that,
did you do any patrolling yourself?
Oh, yes, I did it two or three,
How did that happen? Were you briefed before you set off?
Oh yes.
What kind of things went on?
Well, the platoon commander was always me, like an officer. There was always an officer, and NCO on about 8 or 9 men. Mm-hmm. And you just had you have a sack, and your rifle or Sten gun. I had a Sten gun, and you just followed the. And did what had to be done to attack these certain points, you know. The German strong points, see what was going on, then come back and report to the company commander, the adjutant, and one thing or another.
Did you have to black up?
No, we never bothered about that. We never did anything like that. Somebody, but we never buzzed. That come later on in the war, but we never buzzed out on that. Most of the commander's job, that. You know, the commander used to do a lot of that. We never buzzed. We used to come back and the platoon officer would report to the adjutant and the CO. Mostly the CO, like, you know.
Do you recall any patrols that you were on? Do you recall any patrols that you were on, that you went on?
Oh, aye.
Is there any particular stand out in your mind?
No, I don't think so.
You mentioned booby traps.
Yes,
sir. What kind of booby traps did they set?
Well, they would put a... see, they put it behind a door. You had to open this door, you see, and there's different things. They would, if you went into a house, they would put them on a kettle or... See? Anything like that. They were very, very clever. You had to be very careful. In mines, you used to put like, what do you call an S mine. You used to dig it like a pavement up or some brick and cover it over. Soon as you start on that, up she goes. And they were deadly mines then, S mines. They were full of, like, ball bands, you know. Or they could tie to pieces then. Whenever, there's only one. We only had one accident with a S mine, and he blew his foot off, more or less. You know, it was the only one I can recall, because we were always warned to be very careful. You know, when you're going through the advancing, because we used to leave all kinds of things.
We were told what to look out for.
Oh yes, well, we had an idea. before that, like, you know, we knew what he was capable of. The same chap, because he was very bright and that sort of thing. He would leave out anything to hold you up when he was retreating, eh? And he was retreating that particular time.
Did you know which German units you were fighting against?
Oh yes. We were fighting at the Hermann Göring Division. I was fanatics, every one of them. I don't think I told you this tale about that. This was just around about Catania. We caught a lot of Germans, fanatics. This was in a, it was like an officer, or a wounded officer. And we put him in the truck, and he was coming off. And he'd, our company commander was standing just in front, talking. And he had a knife, and he went, as he jumped off the truck, he went for the captain, see, the captain. He went for the officer, this fanatic. But he didn't get very far, like it was, I believe it was when somebody behind riddled him, shot him. I'm thinking it was a warrant officer, like a sergeant major in there, lying down. Oh, he was a real fanatic. He jumped straight up the truck, straight in, he was going to just stab our company commander.
What happened to prisoners when you took them?
Oh, they were there. We didn't interrogate them. We just lined them up and disarmed them, took off what they were, like, you know. So then they were sent back to HQ, and they did the rest, like.
Did you take anything off them?
Oh, I took a lot of things off them.
Such as?
Watches. Oh, I did, didn't you? Oh, yes. Money and all of that. I didn't. I put honest about it. And we wasn't looting. That wasn't looting. Looting is when you rob the dead. That's what's called looting. I mean, you couldn't get wrong with that. But what? I don't know if I should tell you, isn't it? What we used to do, if we got anything like that, we used to share it among the platoon, you know, along the section. Everybody got a share, you know. That's what we used to do, like. I don't know what any others did, but that's what, when you captured them, like, you know. As soon as they were sent back to the headquarters for the interrogation, you would see what, if they could get any information out of them.
Were they all pretty tough, or were some of them?
Oh, there wasn't. They were all fanatics in Sicily. Oh, good eye. Every one of them was Hitler's gang. Nazis, I'll say. But they were Nazis, because they were. They were Hermann Göring's division. And they were very young, you know, the kind of young ones among them. Very young. Real Germans, blonde. Real Germans, blonde only. Oh, they were.
Have you got any of the memories of Sicily?
No, I don't think so. No, that's about only one, I think.
So about what time did you leave the island to come back to England?
Right, that's I. Well, we went back the rest, you know, and Montgomery, did I tell you about Montgomery, what Montgomery said? Well, after that, we went back for a rest and played football and different things, and we went around the island, you know, with a it was platoon sergeant and one or two of us took, we went around, had a look around, you know. And then we're waiting for the orders. And let me see, no. Must have been the end of September or beginning of October, I think, somewhere around there. And it was Augustus. That's where we sailed from. And we landed in, took about we're on a Dutch boat, I forget the name of it now. Sijak, some called Sijak, a Dutch boat.
What was it like?
Oh, terrible. The food was terrible. Oh, please get off. The food wasn't very good on the boat. And it was the kind of you want, it was loaded up. And we went to Greenock. That's where we landed, Greenock.
How did you feel coming back home after all this time?
Oh, I remember. Thrilled a bit, after all them years.
Did you realise at this time that you were going to go on for more fighting?
Oh, yes. We certainly did. We knew what he was taking us home for. We sensed that straight away. He went to 50 deep.
At Greenock, when you docked, what happened then?
We got on the train, and we travelled right from Greenock right down to Essex. We passed our house, passed our... Normally, we could see it from the train. Oh, I remember that. I think it was on a Sunday. I'm not quite sure. Then we went right down to Saffron Walden. We had quite good there.
What kind of a camp was Saffron Walden?
Listen, huts. Quite good. With a stove in the middle, In them big stoves in the middle. It was a bad camp.
And were you there long?
Long time.
You said that you came on leave. How quickly did you come on leave?
It took a kind of bit. Over a week before we got sorted out, I think it took about a week before we got home. And we got a kind of bit leave, the many years you did abroad, you got extra.
How did your family receive you when you came home?
I was alone. We were very pleased. My father and my sisters. My brother was away then, he was in Canada, my brother.
Did you find the place had changed at all whilst you'd been away?
Not a great lot, no.
Could you settle in the home situation after all the times you'd been away?
Took a time, but I... it wasn't too bad, I'm glad to get home.
And the neighbours and friends round about, how did they receive you?
We were pretty good. Glad to see you home safely. Mm. We were quite happy. Yes, we were thrilled. The bits like to see us.
Did you see any young men in civilian clothes who weren't in the forces and you thought, they should be in, I'm in?
No. I never took it that way. I never took it that way. No, it didn't worry me. I wasn't worried about them. I was worried about myself. I wanted to be in. Couldn't care less what they wanted. No. Didn't worry me that.
Down at Saffron Walden, what were you doing?
Once we got back from leave and settled down, we started doing some heavy training. Training, different kind of training, for a long time. We spent the Christmas, we started before Christmas, We do a lot of maneuvers and one thing or another.
Was it specialised training?
Oh, yes.
What kind? What form did it take?
Maneuvers out in the open, and different things you had to do. Sent in messages, and map raiding and going out on patrols, and reading a message to another bloke to make sure that he got the message right. You've got an exercise, you get somebody's to say one thing, and then by the time you got to the end, it was all mixed up. So you had to make it quite plain, the message. It was all different different dialect, you know.
Was this message by runner or wireless?
Runner. Mm-hmm. And wireless, he had a big plane, very plane on the wireless. Or, mm-hmm. And oh, there was a lot of training you had to do. And then we went from there. We were there a long time. Then we went to Southampton. We did a lot of training there and different things. We did like the invasion, the mock invasion. We invaded Isle of Wight. That's why we did the training. We went on the boat, you know, and did that training there for the. That was quite good. I enjoyed that. Because we knew that would turn would come. And
was this on the assault craft that you eventually went on?
No. Different ones. I'd have said it wouldn't be the same ones.
But the same type?
Oh, yes.
Were there any accidents to anyone?
No, everything. Everything went successful. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of. Still a lot of training to do. We did all, but was hard. Training was hard at the finish. Where I was, they went, as I say, went to Southampton in Nightingale Wood, a place called Nightingale Wood. The Americans were there then, mate. We met the Americans there.
What were they doing?
They were doing the same, but they were they were put the tents up. When they're good at it, no. Well, he's doing them clever. Putting tents up for them. The Yankees.
Were you training with any other units?
No. Just the Durhams. All of the Durhams.
You'd been away a long time, and the brigade and the battalions, of course, had done a lot of fighting. How did you feel stuck in England, and there your family, you'd only seen once on leave? Was there any men who were going off and
deserting? Some people went to didn't come back off leave. Oh, yes. We had two NCOs, or more. Kind of few. More than two. Didn't come back, you know. Why, most of them were. If they were full corporals, why that ever court martial? They were stripped, you know. They lost the ranks.
They were brought back.
Oh, aye, brought back. Well, aye, as a matter of fact, when we were at Southampton, I went for escort to bring some back from Bristol, a Welsh lad. He was in my platoon, as a matter of fact, and he brought him back from there when Me and the private stopped in a camp just out there where we had it was a pioneer camp where we had to pick him up. He was in there, and we were in Bristol. And that night there was Joe Lewis was exhibition in the town hall, and we all got in free. All soldiers got in free. I remember that night. And the next morning we come back to. Come back to camp.
What state was he in, this young man you're talking
about? Oh, he's quite happy. He was all right, all right. Oh, yes, he was. He gave himself up, as a matter of fact. He gave himself up.
Was it just because they thought they should have had more time with the families after being away so long?
Well, this was the second leg he had. This was another leg. This was getting on, was well on. It would be about May. This is about May, this. When he went absent. Mm-hmm. Well, a lot went absent. After Canny Bayfair. They went on leave and they didn't come back. But majority of them did come back. Because they knew they couldn't do very much with them. They did get what you call field punishment, you know, that local. because the CEO didn't want to lose any. Didn't want to see was there, and he didn't give them a heavy sentence, just enough to keep them going on the boat. Eh? Well, it was. We had our own detention place, like field punishment, call it. You know. The guardhouse, you know, and they just they did a lot of training.
Was there any resentment that 50 Devon, the brigade, the battalion's been called on again to do fighting and no, other people and never
no,
been
it
out
was
of England?
A little bit wavy. You always get that. You always get what you call the body room lawyer, you know, arguing about this and we shouldn't have done that, but it never come to know, really, didn't. Some of them were proud to be called again to do that job, what we had to do.
Had the discipline changed from the way you were in the desert in Sicily, then coming back to England? Was there any change of discipline?
No.
I'm thinking in terms of...
I'd have been a bit stricter, like...
I'm thinking in terms of dress. I mean, you dressed rather...
Casually,
out there.
In the desert, changed a lot. It's a bit stricter there. When we were in towns, you know, when we were in Saxon Walden or Southampton. That was a bit...
In the wood?
Nightingale Wood.
What were you doing in there?
We were just stationed there. That was our base. We were going out different places. You know, on the course. And we weren't doing anything there. Because there wasn't any room to do it because it was like a big wood, you know.
What were the conditions like you were living under?
Oh, no, it wasn't too bad. The tents, you know, because it was warm weather then. And we were fed by the company cooks, you know. Wasn't too bad. That's why we went from that to different places by truck or marched, you know.
Had you been getting any new weapons?
Oh yes, I was. We always had the brain gun. No, we didn't get many new weapons. We did get the one. I have forgot it now. It was for fighting patrols. Pineapple. Pineapple was a big one thing with him. And he used to, on the night time, he used to go to, or at daytime, if you were clever enough, stick it on the tank. He used to blow the truck off, or something like that, you know. That was, and you know, we never had that in the desert. There was the flamethrower. We got that, we never used that like.
Did you work with tanks before the invasion? Did you practice manoeuvre with tanks?
Aye.
And you've mentioned the flamethrower. Were there others, other tanks?
There was other tanks. There was a tank. I forget the name of it now. Propelled tank. It wasn't a tank really. It was just like a gun on a big. It wasn't. Wasn't covered in tank, but they were good. I forget the name of it.
Self-propelled guns.
Aye, they were good. We never saw their mind until we got into action. Normally.
You were locked into the wood. You were fastened into the wood at one stage, one point.
At the end. That was nearly at the finish before.
How did they do that?
there were three guards. Three. There was a home guard outside, and the Yankees, the Noahs. Home guard.
Had you been told that you weren't to go out then?
Oh, yes, I won't.
Did anyone try?
Oh, I really had it.
And what happened?
Well, now we've got to be in. Got out and in without any bother. All right. We knew the way. Oh, I got in without trouble.
And what was this to do? What you were going? Pardon? Why were you going out?
Why, well, just for devilment, I suppose. You know, just to say we could get out. We did, man. Another NCO. But we went out long, like, we'll come back and there. Oh, aye, that was there. We got briefed, you know, and once you got briefed, you had to stop in.
What did they tell you in the briefing?
Oh, there's just the NCOs, that mind. Just the NCOs and briefed. Well, they told us what was going to happen, you know. But they didn't tell us the day, because they told us the other cells. But they didn't tell us the day until we got on the boat. And we went down to...
You said they told you what was going to happen. What were they actually telling you? Do you recall what they said to you, what they were showing you?
Oh, aye. They said that we would be invading the northern France. And that they would try to be surprised, you know, try and surprise them. Which is possible. And that's about all I can remember. Yeah.
Did they tell you what you were expected to do? What your job would be?
Oh, aye. Oh, aye. That's why we... Oh, yes, they just said that we ought to keep the men up, keep them close together, you know, when we got landed. Oh, aye.
Had they shown you any replicas, any models?
Oh, yes. I sure is there. In the briefing, they're all laid out.
And was that exactly as you found it when you got there?
Well, not exactly. But still going on. We were well entertained. We got pictures every night, you know, and we couldn't get out, you know. And beer, this is country was full of beer. Because you had to buy it, like. And then the day came when we marched off to Southampton. We wasn't very far, the docks. Yeah. Well, we went in trucks, of course. And we'd marched off to the trucks and went into the big storerooms, you know. We were there about 24 hours, you know, until we got on the boat, and then it was cancelled, as you might understand, you know. And then we were on the boat a bit. We were the Yankees. Yankees took us over. Yankee sailors. They're quite good.
What was the sight in that harbour while you still were there?
Oh, marvellous. But you couldn't see very much, you know. But we're in this big Southampton place, big docks there, big stores, you know. We're in there for quite a while. And
Had they stuff in there for you, food or whatever?
Oh, aye. We'll go on the boat. Then we'll run the boat to Cannywell. The towers. Oh, before that, I forgot to tell you. I met... Before we left Southampton, Sir Anthony Aidan, you know, I didn't tell you that bit. He came in a general. I didn't know him. One arm general. He had one arm. And the old day lies, and I was one of them. And he shook hands. And he told us then, he said, you'll get a surprise. In the morning, when you see what's going on, he will give. He's along. He said, "We'll give the bush a fright." This Anthony Aidan, he's quite good. I like him.